Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. My dear friends in Christ, this Gospel of this morning reminds us that so long as we have faith in God, we belong to the family of God. And we know that belonging to the family of God begins with the sacrament of initiation or baptism. The moment we are baptized, we now become members of the family of God. And today's gospel, Jesus confirms this. When people came to him while he was preaching the word of God, and he was preaching to a particular audience, those that also belonged to this family. And people told him, "Oh, your mother and your brothers are outside." And Jesus said, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother? You, listening to me, you are my mother, you are my brother." By this singular fact, the scenario changed. It is no more family by blood, but family by those that listen to the word of God. That is to say, all of us, we belong to this family. We are shareholders in the family of God. And it is a reminder of God's immense love for us. So the family of Jesus is not just the mother, not just Mary, not just Joseph, but all of us. And that shows us how much more God loves us. So today's gospel reminds us that we have to keep remaining faithful to God, because God has initiated this love. God has extended this love to us. And also, we have to understand that what Jesus did, it was not a way to discard the mother, no. But it is a way to remind us that all of us, we are very important in this family of God. So do not think that you are insignificant. You are significant. Whatever you can contribute to the growth of this family, keep doing that. Do not say, "Oh, the church belongs to them." It doesn't belong to them. You are a shareholder. This is a family. So do not shy away. Rather, we have to think, what can we do to contribute to the growth of this family? What can we do to maintain peace and love in this family? So today, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus has pushed the ball to us. It is now our responsibility to come together. It is our responsibility to uphold this faith that God has given to us and transmit this faith to our children so that this family will continue to grow. So whatever we can do to make sure that we contribute our own quarter, whatever we can do to make sure that we remind other people that this is God's family. You are needed. God wants us. Because salvation is for all of us and not for a particular people. So as Jesus has extended these hands, we have to also extend our hands and embrace other people and bring them together. And think of what we can do so that we grow together, so that our faith grows together. Today we celebrate Bridget of Sweden. She was a woman. She had 8 kids. And one of the kids, Catherine, is also a saint. Bridget really loved Jesus. She dedicated her life. She dedicated her children. She made sure that what she experienced in Jesus, that others did so. A woman with 8 children, at the time Bridget separated from the husband, but that did not stop her from giving her life to Christ. Even in the midst of the burden of raising 8 kids, she was able to remain steadfast. She was able to carry all her kids along. That is what we have to emulate, my dear friends in Christ. Let us continue to uphold to this faith that Jesus has bequeathed to us. And let us realize that all our efforts will never be in vain. That God will bless our efforts, all our contributions, they will never go in vain. Let us pray in this Mass today that God will give us the grace to always remain steadfast, no matter how it is. Let us keep on keeping on. Please may we rise for the prayer of the faithful.